Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today, 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. California! We welcome you this morning to the OPT Network. And Philadelphia, good morning to you. St. Louis, good morning. And Twin Cities, Alexandria Pineville, good morning and welcome to you. Shreveport, good morning. Yes, indeed. Let me just say to all of you who are listening, we've had so many hits on our websites from all parts of the country, New York, California. I mean, the list is endless. We say to you, good morning and welcome. You can go to our website at any time, www.onpointcxmas.com, and you can click and catch us anywhere in the world. We also want to remind you, and it's critically important, that after we finished our broadcast promptly at 9 a.m., we head straight to the OPT offices, and they're located at 3717, that's 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana, zip it up with 71302. So that means if you need to reach out and connect with us, we will not be at the KAYT studios. Will be at 3717 Government Street. And if you can't get us there, you can always call us by dialing 318-445-5658. And you can go to our website and you can send us a message from there. So just all sorts of ways that you can connect with us. As we're switching gears this morning, it's Friday. It's the weekend, baby. And I know you're traveling in. You're on the grind this morning, about to wrap up your week, but we've got to always remind you, especially now, there is so much construction going on in different parts of the city, the Twin Cities as well, and we just want to remind you that you got to give yourself enough time to get there. And so that means possibly leaving a little bit early, especially if you've got to drop kids off to school, or if you've got to anticipate being behind a school bus, or whatever those those encumbering things may be in the morning. We remind you to give yourself enough time to get there safely. And most importantly, please stay engaged. Remember, school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. Please slow down through those school zones. Make sure you're watching out for school kids, school buses, crossing guards, and school zones. Y'all, it's Friday, and you know today is Real Women, Real Talk. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to the ladies who will be joining the OPT network for Real Women, Real Talk. Hey, stay with us. You're on point. We're going to take a break, and we're back after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
My name is Al Turner, owner and CEO of the fastest-growing construction company in Central Louisiana. Diversity in Action has definitely provided me and my business with the additional boost of confidence to truly live up to our motto of satisfying expectations by being more than just a builder.
My name is Eric Reed, and I am the owner and operator of LPT Photography. If you are someone like me who had an idea and a dream and just an aspiration to own and operate your own business, please, by all means, I encourage you to go by and visit the Central Louisiana Business Incubator.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're on your way this morning, you know what? I bet you're feeling like, made it through springing forward, made it through the week, and I have been saying all week long, it seems like as soon as I get up in the morning, it's time to get on the road. So I think it's going to take a week for everybody to really get in stride with the new time, and it just seems like for me, my days have gone by so quickly. But let me just give you some really, really quick reminders. You know, we've been telling you all week long that Alfred Booker Junior Academy is registering kids. They've got those scholarships, i.e. vouchers. It's a private school. It is an incredible school that's changing parents' lives and changing kids' lives through educating the head, the hand, and the heart. Well, today, listen to me, Mom, today is the last day to go and get registered. They're pre-K kindergarten through eighth grade, and they're located at 916 Richmond Drive in Alexandria. The principal is Sheldon Akins, and you can reach him at 318-442-3621. And we know as parents, when our kids get off to a great academic start, the rest is going to be all downhill. So if you're interested, if you want more information about Alfred Booker Junior Academy, the number 318-442-3621. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish. And I'm going to tell you, if you're looking for an agent that is entrenched in this community, that's always on point, whether it's a disaster or just a claim that you've got, Rosa Fields and her team is State Farm. They're here. They're serving you. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. Also, Hixon Automotive Group. You know, we were talking to some family and friends about purchasing vehicles, and we have purchased a few vehicles, and we have sent many of our friends and people in the network to Hixon Automotive Group, and I'm going to tell you, there is no better place to go in and make your vehicle purchase than at Hixon Automotive Group. It is the most state-of-the-art kind of area, car dealership that I have ever seen, and the people are absolutely incredible. You can go to their website, www.hicksandhasit.com, or you can simply walk into the dealership and say, hey, I'm part of Team OPT. I'm part of the OPT network. Help me. And I guarantee you that they will. Now, switching gears just a little bit, you know that every Friday we bring in various different women that don't know each other, and some of them are getting to know each other through Real Women, Real Talk. And this morning, we've got another set of women in, and I just want to introduce them really quickly. Attorney Stephanie Prestridge is the owner and founder of Lineage Law Firm. Stephanie, welcome, but your first time to Real Women, Real Talk.
Good morning, yes.
Absolutely. Lamia Solomon, bank manager at Wood Forest Bank. Lamia is, that's all I got to say. Lamia, good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome. And we're also going to be joined by Teresa Bowie. We're waiting for her to walk into the door. But before we do that, Stephanie, we want to welcome you as a new sponsor for the OPT Network, you and Lineage Law Firm. We thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
And, you know, before we get started with Real Women, Real Talk, you know, it's always interesting to us, especially when women start their businesses and what gives them sort of the oomph to go out there and just say, you know what, I'm doing this. How did that happen for you?
Oh, boy. Man, I had a job. I had a good job with another good firm, and my dad died, mm-hmm. and everything just kind of fell apart for me. I fell apart. Mm-hmm. And
were you a daddy's girl?
I was, and it was unusual for me because I was adopted by my dad when I was an adult. So mm-hmm. I was in college, mm-hmm. and he adopted me. So it was.
So how did that happen?
You know, my mom married a great man, and he loved me as though I were his own. And and while my mom had been married before, I'd never really had a father figure. And he just swooped in.
Well, so
and
what about your
me.
Biological dad?
He's a very nice person. I've only met him a few times, mm-hmm. and he was in the military and kind of spread out all over the place. And you know, my mom explained it, and I don't know if it's true, but I love how she explained it. She said, sometimes when you miss something so much, you try not to think about it. And while that didn't necessarily make the hurt go away, because, you know, you're 16 and you can't figure out why, you know, mm-hmm. somebody's not calling, that I have to appreciate how she put that, because it made you feel loved and gave you an understanding mm-hmm. all at the same time. And I've talked to him several times as an adult. He's a very nice man.
Was there resentment, Stephanie, for him not being there?
No, I felt like as a young teenager, and that's hard enough on its best day being a teenager, I felt like I wasn't good enough. Like, what's wrong with me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember being angry at him. And my mom would probably call in and say something different, but I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember wondering why doesn't he want to know more about me?
Wow.
But as an adult, I have a completely different perspective.
And how did you, I mean, that takes us someplace. And Lamia, it's interesting because we were talking about much the same thing
right. Sort
of before we even knew about your story. But right. There are so many people that are living a life that really don't know their biological
right. Fathers.
And for a lot of people, that brings a lot of stuff.
It really does.
Yeah.
I know, of course, I know my biological father, my mother and father have been together for years. But I have friends that they don't know mm-hmm. their biological father, and it's been something missing
right.
From their life, but they don't know exactly what it is. You know, my brother, for instance, one man that he thought was his father was not his father, and then when he got older, he realized who his real father was. So he, all his life, he was missing something, a piece of his life, and
absolutely.
He didn't know exactly where he fit in. And it's hard.
As a daughter, I didn't realize how important a father was, because when I was finally adopted, and I would do things, and I've reached a point, thank God, because of my husband. My husband saved me from myself. But, you know, in dating and you know, earlier in life, just trying to clutch on to anything, anything right. that I'm good enough, you love me, I'll do whatever it takes to be this person. And I remember my papa, which is what I called my adoptive dad, when papa looked at me and he said, baby, I wish I had been there when you were younger. You'd have been different. And so I realize now just the vital importance of a father.
Right.
And it's so amazing to see my little girl and her daddy, and they're just, they're amazing. And so what's funny is she'll look at him and she'll be like, daddy, we know, tell mama, we good. But they have that relationship, and if she needs something, she knows she can go straight to her daddy. And he teaches her every day to be a strong woman, to be strong and independent and self-reliant. And that's just, I'm just so in awe of that.
And you know, we really have to take our hat off to men that actually want to step up to the plate to be those fathers. You know, it's hard enough for women to raise their children on their own. So when you do have a good man, hey, give them that praise and say, you know what, thank you for just taking the time out. Even though it took two of us to make them, you know, they always have that saying, mama's baby, papa's maybe, you know. But for those guys that say, you know what, yes, this is my son, this is my daughter, I'm giving 110% to make sure that I stay in their life and active, then, okay, women, stop interfering, because we'll do that too.
We'll use
that baby as a leverage to make men do what we think they ought to do. So if you're angry and you say, you know what, you can't see your son this week, who are you hurting? You're hurting that child. You cannot control that man with that child. And hey, if he don't want you, he don't want you. Leave the man alone. Let him take care of his child, because every child needs a two parents, and you have to be on the same accord in order to raise that child.
Now, as a lawyer, I'm going to stick my head in here and say that women do not always make it easy, because by the time you
and
get
how
divorced,
many times how many times
you
have you seen
them go
this,
away?
Stephanie?
Oh, well, it happens all the time. You just want them to go away. Please go find the corner that you crawled out of. Find a rock, crawl under the rock, and then bury a hole underneath. You know, that's, you know,
and cover it up with dirt.
Put him deep.
Yes, exactly. Dirt. Well, they want to set the ground on fire. What are you talking about? So I just have to say that, you know, for all the complaining that women will do sometimes, I think we have to acknowledge that we do not always make it easy. Because if we don't like you, we want you to go away. And stay away.
But you know what I think it is more than that? I think it is more control. We want to be in control. And we use the children oftentimes to control the other person.
And, you know, I have to be devil's advocate. Always me. You know, also, we got some deadbeat women out there, too, that it is daddy's baby. And I don't know what the maybe is on the mama side, but you got to step up and be a woman and say, okay, you know what? I'm going to take care of my child, and I'm going to do what I have to do. But there's some women that'll just drop their child off to the baby daddy so that they can go do whatever they want to do. Hello, you have a daughter or son to raise yourself.
And I think it just goes back to that responsibility is on both of our shoulders as parents. And you know what? I think that as real as we get on this show, we're going to have to really dissect. And one of our producers sent us some information about dissecting guilt and shame and fear. And a lot of us are living with that because we have that void of not feeling wanted by our fathers or our mothers or whomever. And it's something that we've all got to come to terms with. Y'all, it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. Stay on point. We got to take a quick break, but we're back right after this.
Thank you. pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Fishy, fishy.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to make it deep and get you started.
Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish McBites.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy.
For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. Smart talk for smart people.
Alfred Booker Junior Academy is a pre-K through 8th grade private Christian school in Alexandria. Alfred Booker has a small teacher-to-student ratio, personalized student plans, and state-of-the-art computerized classrooms. Sign up for the Louisiana Voucher Scholarship Program today. Alfred Booker Junior Academy is currently offering free registration for scholarship-eligible students through March 15th. Alfred Booker Junior Academy believes that every student is special and that each is filled with great potential, God-given talents, and abilities. Alfred Booker parents are making an extra investment in their children to ensure spiritual, mental, physical, and social development. It is their belief that with the guidance and help of dedicated Christian teachers and the support of every parent, Alfred Booker's goals and objectives will be reached. For more information, ask for Alfred Booker Junior Academy or phone Principal Akins at 318-442-3621.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. Hey, you know it's Friday. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 6 minutes, count them, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. Today is Friday, March 15th, and it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We're joined by attorney Stephanie Prestridge of Lineage Law Firm, Lamia Solomon, bank manager at Wood Forest Bank, and Teresa, we call her Risa Bowie, from the National Recruitment Coordinator with New Leaders of New York. Ladies, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Man, you know, every Friday, you know, the conversation takes twists and turns all of its own, and we know that it is something that is so much bigger than us. And so what we say to all of our real women is just come prepared to talk. And this morning, we started talking, and the conversation went to a place that we never had any inclination that it would go. And we're talking about women, we're talking about moms, we're talking about families. And Stephanie started off talking about being adopted in college. And during the break, I asked Stephanie, we were talking about her biological father, the person who actually helped to create her and where he was. And during the break, I said, because if you know Stephanie, she is so warm, so mild-mannered, you just would not know. And this is what we say, everybody has a story, but long story short, I asked Stephanie, were you angry with your mother? And you said what?
No, not as a child at that point. I mean, I went through the traditional teenage angst. I became angry as an adult when, and it was actually in the past year, and thank God that she's my best friend, so we were able to make it through this. But I became angry as an adult when I realized after my dad died that so many of the things that I have done in my life that I take full responsibility for, mm-hmm. that were bad decisions on my part. But I became angry when I realized that I was mimicking my mother.
Mm.
And that's when I came back and said, oh my goodness. And it's not her fault, mm-hmm. not by any stretch of the imagination, because I was an adult and I had the right to make a different decision.
And you take responsibility
Absolutely,
for being
I
that
do.
Adult woman.
I do, but I also had to reach a point in my life where I came back and said, whoa. I was trained. I was trained to make these decisions, and not by anyone in my family trying to teach me to do something wrong, just because that's how we lived.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was trained to be that way. And thank God that whatever caused me to realize that I was able to come back and go, I have to change.
Right.
I have to stop this because I have a little girl.
Right. And that was a lot of grace, a lot of God's grace,
yes.
that comes in and saves us from ourselves.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that you said is that your mother had been married multiple times.
She has been. And I will tell you that a lot of that was bad decision making on her part. But she is an incredible woman, mm-hmm. and she was desperately looking to create a good family, to have a good life, and mm-hmm. to fill that void. And I think as women, we all mm-hmm. do this. You want that white picket fence. Mm-hmm. You want your kid to right. have Daddy Warbucks. And yep. and if you didn't get Daddy Warbucks the first time, by God, we're going to find him the second time.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
It just, I know what she was doing, and I love her so much mm-hmm. for it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if there were bad consequences, it was all motivated by love.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I appreciate that about her so much. But, you know, the hardest thing for me as an adult was coming in and going, whoa, I learned this. Mm-hmm. Wow, what a bad lesson to learn.
Mm-hmm. Right. So. Right.
But, you know, I said during the break to the ladies is that we are all, every single one of us in this room, every single person listening, we are all the sum total of what we were taught.
Right.
Whether good, bad, or indifferent.
That's right.
You know, and Lamia, you were saying that your mom, and see, these are a lot of this is family secrets. A lot of this is things that people did and hid, you know, and we're, as adults, we're having to deal with that.
Right, right. And, you know, as I was saying on the break, you know, my family went through something sort of like that. You know, my mother was married quite a few times, three. And she met my dad, you know, the third marriage, and they stayed together.
And then you turned back around and you said you did what your mother did.
Right. I was married twice. I made those decisions to get married. One, the first marriage, I was young. Mm-hmm. That was my fault. I was young, and then I took on a older gentleman, 10 mm-hmm. years older, mm-hmm. With three other kids,
mm-hmm.
and I only had one, and I was 20.
But your mother's life was very much paralleled to yours.
Correct. My father is 10 years older than my mother.
Mm-hmm.
So I was actually mimicking what my mom did. Mm-hmm. And then with my second marriage, I just wanted to get married real fast before my father passed away.
Wow.
And that was just a decision, a dumb decision on my part. So I take 110% of the responsibility mm-hmm. to say, okay, you know what, I made some bad decisions. And I use that when I'm talking to my daughter to say, you know what, mama didn't make the right choices, but the choices that I made was in your best interest. I wanted that family.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted you to be able to grow up to say, mm-hmm. hello, mm-hmm. I want that household.
And you know right. what, Stephanie, was you can
exact
relate to that because your
thing.
Mother was doing the exact same thing.
Right.
By
right.
hook or by crook, we're going to have a family.
That's right. right.
That's
and you
right.
know, we all want that same thing, Teresa,
uh-huh.
you know, to say, yes, we want this family.
Yeah, I think it's therapeutic for a lot of times the mother will, like you said, by hook or crook, we're going to have
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But what they fail to realize, and even I had to realize early on raising my children, is we can steer our children in the right direction and we can mold them, and that's very important. But it's therapeutic for them to know our story.
Right.
Amen.
We are, because if you really think about it, your mom is raising you,
mm-hmm.
but you don't really know her.
Mm.
You don't know
who that's
she
powerful,
is. You don't
Risa.
Know what she's been through. And it was a testament in my life with my mom. Once I actually got to know her, and once I actually got to know her walk and her story, I could appreciate, you know,
the struggle.
I can appreciate the things that she overcame a lot more versus thinking it's me or maybe it's not me or maybe she's
right.
just mean or maybe she just doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it's that generation after generation of abuse, of neglect,
mm-hmm.
of just
family secrets
that
right.
you don't know. As a child, you're coming up and you're not knowing what's going on.
And
but
Risa,
let me
stop you there, because I think that this is critically important. And I think you said something so on point when you got to know your mom.
Mm-hmm.
And God has really, I was telling the ladies before you got here, God has implanted something in my belly called authenticity of self.
Mm-hmm.
And until you can really be authentic, really say who it is, what it is, where it is, until you can really own that, you really can never be free.
Right.
Right. I know of older ladies, elderly ladies, young mothers, young wives,
mm-hmm.
they have that desire to love, to nurture, but something died long ago, and they never got it back. You know, and so when I speak to women, I always encourage them, no matter how young or how old they are, search within yourself.
Right.
Whatever happened, whatever you're dealing with, address it and let it go.
But have we become so holy? Have we become a society that is so holy? Because, you know, now really more and more people, and no condemnation because God is God and we need God. We love God. More and more people are getting saved. Have we become a culture that is so holy that we're really no earthly good? Because, you see, most people, when they get saved, when they come to the knowledge of Christ, they forget what they forgot. In other words, they forget what they did. You know
what? And that's where, and I'm finna step on a few toes here. Guess what? Hello, when you walk into the church is full of sinners. That's mm-hmm. why we're there. So we can't have, the pastor's wives mm-hmm. and the little cliques in church looking down on the women that are in there or the men that's in there for what they've done and what they may be doing, mm-hmm. because when you walk through that door, you wasn't clean, and when you leave out that door, you still not clean. You're no cleaner than the person next to you. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you know, we have to be able to say, this is what we've been. This is our struggle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we talk, this is my story.
Go ahead, Stephanie.
And not be ashamed of mm-hmm. it.
I on that note, one of the things that has really shocked me in the past year is my mom, for whatever she's done wrong in her life, is an amazing human
right.
being. I am so
right.
proud of her and so honored to
and
be
let
her
me
daughter.
And let me add this caveat, because I don't want for your mother or any mother, any woman, any person to feel condemnation.
Oh, no.
Because the
right.
things that we did were the things that we did. That doesn't make us who we are today.
Correct.
We learned those lessons.
Right.
But thank God, by his grace.
That's right.
By his grace,
amen.
We can be who he's called us to be.
But, you know, when we talk about are we so holy, my mom is dating a very nice gentleman who's very involved in his church, and that's such a gift for her.
Mm-hmm.
And when they asked him, the church asked him to consider being a deacon, my mom was devastated because she thought that the church would not let him be a deacon if they knew about her.
Wow.
Her, who's had, you know, more than one marriage, who's made mistakes. And, I mean, I felt devastated that she felt like she had to go confess her prior life so that he could decide whether or not it was okay for him to be a deacon in this church, whether or not the church would accept him
wow.
if he were dating her.
Wow.
And
but
I
see,
mean,
that's
horrible.
And that is the problem that non-believers and people in the world have with the church.
Yeah.
Right.
Go ahead, Risa.
But it's true.
But ding,
see,
ding, your turn.
But you know, it's good that your mom actually considered that and she actually thought about it, because nowadays what you have is, you have the preacher's wives and the deacon's wives.
Okay, wait, hold that thought.
Hold that thought.
I'm hearing some music somewhere in my ear, y'all. I got to take a quick break. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. It's 17 minutes after 8. We'll be back right after this.
Trying to find a thought that's escaped her mind. She says, there's the one I love the most. Time's not far behind. She never lets me in, only tells me where she's been when she's had too much to drink. I said that I don't care, I just run my hands through her dark hair. Then I pray to God, you gotta help me fly. Let her cry. If the tears fall down like rain, let her sing. If it eases all her pain, let her go. Let her walk right out on me. And if the sun comes up tomorrow,
your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Fishy, fishy.
Fish, fish, neck kite. Neck kite. Fish, fish, neck kite.
There's a new fish in the sea.
Fishy, fishy.
Coming to McDonald's for new Fish McBites.
Fish McBites are succulent and breaded to perfection. So take a trip to Mickey D's and get you
filled. Perfect for snacking or sharing with tangy tartar or spicy buffalo sauce.
Fish, fish, neck kite. Neck kite.
Now, there are more ways to love.
Fishy, fishy.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. If you're got your morning underway, it's 23 minutes after. Today is Friday. It's Real Women, Real Talk. It's March 15th. We're joined by Attorney Stephanie Prestridge, Lamia Solomon from the manager from Bank Wood Forest Bank, Teresa Boy, National Recruitment Coordinator with New Leaders of New York. And I'm going to tell you, every time I think the conversation can't heat up, you know, it heats up even more. But I have to thank you guys, just like we thank every group that we've had in, for just putting it on the line and being real. And Teresa, we were talking about the church, and I don't know how we always get back to the church, but the church seems like, from what many are experiencing, not all, but some, that the church is not a place of what?
nurturing, of refuge. I think that, as Stephanie was saying, I was saying that it was good that her mom actually acknowledged the fact that, you know, her friend was asked to be a deacon, and she was kind of, that the reality came back to her of her past. But that's good she acknowledged that, because nowadays in the church, we know the first ladies had a past.
Oh,
You wasn't always wearing them long dresses and them stockings.
You're wearing them stockings to cover up them tattoos.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Let's just keep it real. Oh, wow. You had a past.
But let me just say, the first ladies are just like everybody else. They get saved, and the old becomes new.
Right.
But my thing is, as a young woman, I want to see the first ladies step up and say, because we look up to them. We always look up to the elders in the church.
That's right.
We look up to the first ladies. We look up to the leaders in the church. But we want them to say, baby, let me tell you my story and where I came from.
Okay. Before we go any further, let me just, because we were having such an incredible conversation off the air. What was happening off the air was this. We were talking about the church. And the conversation in the room was that the women have had experiences where they did not feel like the church was inclusive, that they were somewhat a body of exclusivity, or not being able to accept all in, or not being able to tell their real stories. And Stephanie, you were saying that you felt a deep sense of hurt that your mother had to put all this on the line to determine whether or not she would be acceptable to the church.
But you know what? I have to tell you, how brave was that?
Oh, man.
She did that.
That says she has grown.
That she sat down and explained to the man that she's dating, and then as it needed to be explained to others who were considering him for this position, her past. And shared that reality
and he was up to be a deacon in the church.
Yes.
And so she felt like she needed to explain the life that she had lived
before
they started dating for him to be a deacon. And what was the church's response?
You know something? I don't know what the full church's response was, but I'll tell you something. He made a good response, because the man that she's dating, he said, if it's a choice between being a deacon or loving you the way you are, I choose to love you the way you are.
Wow.
He made the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if everyone in that church made the same right choice, but I have so much respect for the two of them, mm-hmm. because she acknowledged her past. And more than that, she acknowledged it and said, I have risen above. Mm-hmm. I am a better person today because of my past. Mm-hmm. And thank God that God is bigger than me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then he said, thank God that you are the way you are, because you're making me a better person, mm-hmm. too.
Right.
So it doesn't matter really to me what the Sunday school class said. And some of them are snarky. I'll be the first to say.
Right.
Not all of them. Some of them. But I would feel like the people who are being the most snarky are the ones who have their own story to tell.
Absolutely.
That's right. When you allow yourself to be free, I don't care who you are, what position you hold, mm-hmm. what title you represent. When you are free in yourself, it doesn't mm-hmm. matter what opportunities come or what situations you're put in.
Right.
The flesh, the natural, will mm-hmm. bring you back and try to keep you in that. But once you repent and you move on,
absolutely,
you become a new person in Christ, there should be nothing and no one that can bring you back to where you came out
That's
of.
That's right.
Everybody, it always takes me back to God as a healer. He's
That's
a redeemer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if I hadn't been through anything, I wouldn't know that.
That's
and
right.
You know, that's so
sick,
true.
I wouldn't know that. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, we've all done things that we're not proud of.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I think it's important that you embrace that, because
that's
you allow
right.
people to see where you once were
mm-hmm.
and where you are now.
Mm-hmm. That's
and if
right.
we can do that as women and not wear the hat of this is where I am now.
Right.
But you still got to carry with you where you've come from.
Where right. you come from.
It's so much easier, not only for yourself, it's therapeutic for yourself, but it helps other women along
the way.
But
don't you find that most people don't want to live in that truth of where they came from?
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
You know what? And the thing is, that's sad, because by you not living in that truth of what you've been through, where you came from, how can you teach those women today, mm-hmm. and be uplifting and supportive of the women today. Like my mm-hmm. elders, you know, I sit back and I thank God for my grandmother. And I you know, I always talk about my family on the air and myself and our struggles. But, you know, and I love my mom to death. And, of course, you know, she's been through a lot. But I think about my great-great-grandmother. She's 100 years mm-hmm. old.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And she's still living in her right mind. Mm-hmm. And she can come through. And she's a pistol.
Mm-hmm.
And she, and like she said, she's only living now because of God and the grace of God. But she can go back and remember the times when she was a slave.
Mm-hmm.
She can go back and remember the times of the struggles that she had to go through in raising her children. And I get more listening to her go back and tell me everything she's been through
mm-hmm.
than I can get from sitting and listening to this woman in church talk about what she has now. I don't care about what you have now. Teach me something right. so I can learn
right.
and thank God for your struggle and mine.
Right. Go ahead, Risa.
See, and that takes me back to you know her.
Right.
She mm-hmm. allowed herself to open up to share.
Correct.
And so be, now you know her.
That's
and,
right.
And that's why I say it's very important as women, as wives, as mothers, mm-hmm. as friends, as sisters, as daughters, get to know your mom. Get mm-hmm. to know your sister, mothers allow you.
But we have to be honest.
You can't yeah. cover up. The more you cover up, the more you hurt the ones around you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Stephanie.
How many of you have heard your mom or somebody say, do as I say and not as I mm-hmm. do? Yeah.
All the time.
So, and this that just really kind of brings it home for me listening to y'all talk, because it took a while for us to reach a point where our mothers talked to us to tell us mm-hmm. what they were doing. Because I remember my mom telling me pieces of her story that she thought were appropriate for me at whatever mm-hmm. age I was at. But basically saying, do as I say and not as I have done or not as I do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, and I think that as women, we have to understand our words carry power, but mm-hmm. so do our actions.
That's mm-hmm. right.
And they have to come together. So listen to the stories, but also recognize that as mothers, your children are watching what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So
mm-hmm.
make sure that your story and your actions
line parallel.
That's yeah, right. Exactly.
And you know, it's funny you say that, because I remember, you know, growing up, my mom would always say, well, you know what, you always communicate with your spouse about what you buy so you can be on the same terms of finances and you always be open. But yet I also remember her saying, go put this under the bed so your daddy won't see it,
mm-hmm.
you know. And mm-hmm. it's like, okay, now I'm like, I got this bank account over here and I don't want him to know about it.
Right.
Because, you know, but I'm going on what I know. You never know
right.
what you're going to need that money for.
Right.
But, you know, mad money.
It's mad money.
Mad money.
But, you know, my mom learned that because I saw her struggle.
Right.
You know, she was in an abusive first marriage, so she had to put money to the side to sneak away
right.
from that abusive marriage before he came home from work. That's that side money. That's where she mm-hmm. got that from. And so that's where, okay, you know what, I was taught to always keep another account
mm-hmm.
because I don't want my spouse to know about, just in case something happens.
Right.
Well, what happened to when you have that spouse, you're supposed to love and share everything.
Right. Well, and then it comes to relearning. And I think it goes right, right back to what Risa said about really living in truth and knowing, not just knowing that that person is your mother, but really knowing your mother's story.
Right.
And until we really learn the truth about their shortcomings, because we all have them, about their right. missteps, about their lives, then and only then can we work for the next generation to be better. And this is what we talk about, generational curses. It rolls from generation to generation, and we've talked right. about that. You know, your mama was doing it, and then, you know, you do it, and then the next generation does it. And
we got to break it.
We got to break it.
It has to stop.
It has to stop.
And I think it's twofold. We of course, we want to hold our upbringing hostage to where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for this and if it wasn't for
exactly.
that. And that's okay, because, you know, we all have to walk through that, and we have to process that and get through that. But then we still have our own level of accountability.
Absolutely.
we have to say, you know what, these things happened. It was unfortunate, but that had nothing to do with me.
Right.
And now I have my own family, and now I want to be an example for my husband, for my children.
Right.
And I want to love, and I want to nurture. So now I'm moving forward, and right. I'm going to hold myself accountable. It may take me a while to figure mm-hmm. it out. It may take me some therapy or some counseling or, mm-hmm. you know, some wherewithal to get myself emotionally together to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I'm now accountable for Teresa and everything that I do and say and move forward from that. Mm-hmm.
And I think, Carlette, we talked about that. To say once before, being able to accept the fact that you do need counseling
uh-huh.
to go through that.
And I was going to say that, Lamia. The word counseling keeps coming up. Y'all, I got to get a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to pick up on this conversation. And you know what it's about? It's about being authentic to one's self.
Right.
And when you find and embrace the real you, not the person that people see or the perception that you're giving or the facade, or whatever it is, the real you, that's when the real work starts. You're on point, everybody. It's Friday. Real women, real talk.
My own protection, baby. Be with myself and center. Clarity, peace, serenity. I must go alone. I must take the baby steps till I'm full grown. Full grown. Fairy tales don't always have a happy ending, do they? And I foresee the dark ahead if I stay.
Your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from
from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Stand by. Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Real Women, Real Talk Friday, and I'm going to tell you, just when you think it can't get the win, I hope those mics aren't on, because just when you think it can't get hotter, it gets hotter. I'm joined this morning by attorney Stephanie Prestridge, Lamia Solomon, and Teresa Bowie. Real women, real talk. I love it. Too hot in the tea and real underwear versus thongs. I tell you what, even my tea has gotten cold, but nothing else has. It is just that hot in here. And we're talking about really the authenticity of who we are and who generations before us are. And I asked the ladies a question. I said, y'all, are we being a little too hard on the church? Are we expecting too much from the church? And Teresa, you said what?
Yes. We.
I think we're beating up on the church. I don't want to beat up on the church.
And I said, you know, what we were saying at the break is the church.
We don't want to tell them what we were saying.
No, we don't know.
The church is that common ground. When all else fails, mm-hmm. when
God is faithful,
the children have gone astray, and we always know that we can go back to God. But then when we go back to the church and we're not accepted the way we would have expected to be, mm-hmm. of course that's hurtful. It's like going to your mom with open arms, ready to just lay on her lap. And if she pushes you away, of course it's going to hurt.
Absolutely.
So it's like, you know, when you go to the church and they shun you, it's
And, you
hurtful.
Know, let me just say this. If you go to the church, any church, and the church shuns you, then that means you're at the wrong church.
That's
with
right.
the wrong people.
Yeah, that's right.
Because there are some great churches
Absolutely.
Out there that
yeah,
embrace, definitely. That love, that forgive, and that really are there to heal.
And, you know,
Go ahead.
I had a hard time when things would go wrong in my life, and I made really bad decisions, and I acknowledge them. It's mm-hmm. not the first time, and certainly won't be the last time
for
that
any
I've
of
made
us.
Wrong decisions. Mm-hmm. But when you go to church and you look at the people in the church, it's like looking into a mirror, because you know all the wrong you've done, mm-hmm. and you see them reflecting that on you, because it's you go to church to hope that you get a clean palate, that they may see past what you see in the mirror, that they will just walk up to you and love you, not necessarily approve of what you've done or the choices that you've made, but love you in spite of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as women particularly, you go to church and you know all the negativity that you've done or wrong things that you've done, and it's like looking at a reflection when they don't approve of you or they don't accept you as readily as you want to be accepted. Mm-hmm. It's like looking in a mirror and saying, I came here to get away from that reflection,
right.
to build a new reflection.
Right.
And I think that's part of feeling shunned. You know, that's I don't know. At least that's how it is for me.
And when you go
Absolutely.
To the church and you see the church as a hospital, it's easier for you to
mm-hmm.
process that. It's easier
right.
for you. When you go to a hospital, you see a lot of sick people.
Absolutely.
Some you can tell they're sick by
mm-hmm.
looking at them.
Mm-hmm.
Some you can't.
That's right.
Some you can see what they're going through. And some you can't.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you see
that
the
is a great
when
analogy.
You see the church as a hospital and you realize I see people, they look like everything's okay,
mm-hmm.
but they're no different than me.
That's right.
They're hurting just like I am.
Mm-hmm.
They're going through something just like I am.
Mm-hmm.
They've
right.
been through something, and they're here to receive a word and to be able to receive the meat, the manna, the rhema word that they can take with them on their journey of life. And so when we stop looking at the people and looking at the soul and realizing that these souls are lost or looking for revelation just like I am, from the pulpit to the pew, then we don't condemn so much and we're able to walk in love. And like with me, you were sharing over the break about the church and the things that you have been through. But with me now, I don't see it. I used to see it like that. Whenever I was rejected or whenever I was involved in something and I felt like, oh my goodness, what just happened? I'm hurt. If I'm hurt in the church, now it's like, you know what? It's okay. It's okay. Because it's not coming from a place of negativity on purpose. Sometimes you have to look at people in and out the church, our spirits down the line. The spirit in them just don't agree with the spirit in me.
That's
or
right.
Or vice versa.
And let me just set that up, what we were talking about, so people will have an idea of what you're, Teresa's talking to Lamia, and Lamia was saying that she was in a church. She was a church youth leader. And the people, the leaders of the church, or the pastors of the church, felt that you were somehow not acceptable to be a youth leader.
Right. You know, it was, okay, we don't care for your lifestyle. Well, to me, I felt, who are you to judge me? I'm in God's house. Mm-hmm. And the only person that is supposed to judge me is God.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, I'm not going to shoot the messenger, because you're the messenger that's supposed to deliver God's word to me. But the only person I am going to answer to is God. You know, and the thing is, we have so many women of the church that says, well, you know what? You go to church, you're not supposed to do this in church. You're not supposed to have this, or you can't wear this. You can't. Mm-hmm. Well, when I came into the church, I was in dirty rags. We all feel. So I can't walk in here clean. I God says, come as you are.
And Risa, that goes back to what you were saying. People want to just go to the church when they feel like they've gotten it all together, as opposed to looking at it as the metaphorical hospital that it really should be.
That it is.
And there are young ladies right now that are sitting on the pews. They may have a gift to sing. They may have a gift of exhortation, to minister, to teach. But we'll never know it because that shame is on them. And I say to the young ladies, the old ladies, the women of the church, if there's a gift, you know that God has planted something in you to be of service in your church, in your community. Do it. Don't let anything and anybody stop you. And if you can't do it in the church, that's okay. Because if you have a gift, you don't have to just use your gift in the church.
Right.
You use it in your life walk.
That's right.
Don't let your situation or your circumstance or your past hinder you. And my spirit is telling me, that's for somebody. I don't know who that's for,
but
that's for somebody.
That's
because it's so many women that are broken, that are, they want a new beginning. They have something in their bellies that they want to birth out, but they've allowed people to condemn them and confine them to, no, you're not ready.
Or who they used to be.
Who they used to be, right.
Right.
But it's they're trying to change.
Or that they're not ready.
Yeah. That they're not ready. And the thing is, when you're making a change, you have to have a first step. But if you're getting kicked down when you're trying to make that first step, it's hard for you to make it. So I just feel that, you know, if they're in church or if they're coming to church that first day, they're trying to make that first step. And we should encourage and, you know, uplift them and say, you know what? Hey, come on in. It's okay.
And you know what? I think that that message and this message would resonate, that the church, God's family, has to meet each person right where they are.
That's right.
Y'all, it's Real Women, Real Talk. It's Friday, March 15th, and this is an incredibly, wonderfully rich, authentic conversation, and we hope that you're eating from this table. Stay on point.
Inside you make you feel so small, but I see your true colors shining through.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to Real Women, Real Talk Friday. If you're just getting underway, we hope that you're almost there, especially if you got to be there at 9 o'clock. It's 8:50. Today is Friday, March 15th. We're joined by Stephanie Prestridge, Lamia Solomon, and Teresa Bowie. And you know what? I said it when we were going to the last break. This is just a rich table of truth. And let me just say, you know, in these conversations, everybody doesn't have to agree. The listeners don't have to agree. They're just all our own opinions, our experiences, and our lives. And I can't thank you guys enough for sharing that. And Risa, you said something so critically profound to me, and I don't think it made it to the air, and I just want you to share it. You said, you know what? You can't be truthful until...
A lot, like we've been talking all morning about being honest and being transparent and telling the truth and just being open with who we once were and where we've been.
Mm-hmm.
But what I said was, you can't be truthful when you're still in it. Mm-hmm. You're still living in whatever it was that was holding you in bondage.
Mm-hmm.
If you're still living in that, then of course you can't. You don't want to talk mm-hmm. about it. You don't want to share it. But it sometimes people don't realize you still carry that in your personality.
Mm-hmm.
You still carry that in your relationships.
Right.
You still carry that in the way you deal with people, and it's hindering you from growing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be set free from that.
Mm-hmm.
You have to let that go. But in order to let it go, you have to get out of it.
And you got to tell the truth.
You have to tell
That's
the
right.
truth.
You know, because the word says it's the truth that makes you free. Go ahead, Steph.
I think it's important to recognize the difference between your mind and your heart, because logically we can be in the middle of something and go, man, I should not be here. Mm-hmm. I should not be doing this, but I'm going to go do it again. And so your right. mind mm-hmm. may be headed in the right direction. This is not the right thing. I need to change. I need uh-huh. to change. But until your heart and your mind are in sync,
mm-hmm.
you can't tell.
And
that
that's
truth
really
yet.
That's really body and flesh, because
right.
you know the soul and flesh, because the soul or the real you doesn't want to do those things that you know you shouldn't do. Paul said, "The things I want to do, I don't do, and the things I don't want to do, I do."
Right.
And so, you know what I'm saying? It's a matter of coming out of the flesh, but let's face it, we are flesh.
I was right. talking right. to a group of young ladies the other day. It's funny that you say that, because I said, when we tell the truth or when we hear the truth, when our spirits are convicted, it hurts.
Ooh.
It will cut you
like a knife.
It will bleed. But blood is sacrifice.
Mm.
So
that's right.
yeah, I'm cut.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bleeding,
mm-hmm.
but I'm using my body as a living sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a sacrifice without blood.
That's right.
So if you're convicted of something, if it's true and it cuts you, let it.
Right.
I'm telling you the truth.
Let it cut you.
Let it.
Let it cut.
Right. Because you will bleed out
uh-huh.
and then eventually it will go away.
Wow.
And you will become anew, because God will restore
mm-hmm.
in you that new spirit,
mm-hmm.
that new blood, that fresh anointing.
Mm-hmm.
And so... yeah, it hurt me, it cut me, but it helped me mm-hmm. in the end.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's
and,
right.
And you
I
know,
agree.
we talk about the truth, and that's something that I think that God wants to speak to the masses that are listening about the authenticity of self. And I've said it I don't know how many times today, but what you're talking about, Risa, is a duality, where you're living a dual life. And it's the word tells us that it's the truth that sets or makes us free. But nobody said that truth was going to be easy.
Oh, that's right. That's going to hurt. I say this over and over and over again, that if you are not ready to go through pain, then guess what? Your life is going to it's going to always downfall.
When you're having a baby,
you're going to have to. That's right.
Mm-hmm. It hurts.
But you know it's a blessing.
But you wouldn't trade it.
With, for nothing
you know,
in the world.
You know, that's those right. whole 9 months, I got to get ready for this labor. Mm-hmm. I got to get ready. You're preparing yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But you're willing to face it. And it's just like when you're willing, when you're ready to start a new beginning in your life, mm-hmm. you have to prepare yourself for being ridiculed. Mm-hmm. You have to prepare yourself for being shunned, whether yes. it's in the church or outside of the church, in that's society, right. in your community. But you have to already condition yourself to know it's going to hurt. All of these things are going to come, but I'm
it's
ready.
And you know what? The devil is going to go after you more when he thinks you're going in the right direction. Mm-hmm. So just remember that when, you know what? When you're stepping a little bit closer to God, mm-hmm. that's when all everything is going to hit you. You're going to mm-hmm. be you're going to be talked about and ridiculed and everything else. And the devil's going to come at you full blast, whether it's with your health, mm-hmm. whether it's with your family, whether it's with your finances. Mm-hmm. It's all of that all together.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that this conversation, I'll say it again, has been so rich and so real. No matter where you are, where you fall in the midst of this conversation, it all comes back to being true to yourself.
Right.
And being able to share that truth with the people in your life that are important so that they will understand your walk. They'll understand your story. But, you know, as we are coming into the Easter season and as we fish, and I'm changing the story just a little bit, you know, we're out in the woods and out in the wilderness, and I see the new beginnings. I see the dead things that are becoming new, and life is very much like a tree. It's got branches. It's got experience. It's got different leaves. It's got, each tree has a different story. And each of us is really just a tree. All of our stories are different. But if we allow ourselves to be open and honest, first with yourself, because see, it's got to start with self-truth, accepting who you are, what you did, and where you're going. But you know what? God has a great plan for each and every one of us, despite the challenges, the hardships, the shame, the guilt. And I tell you what, we are going to begin to dissect that because it's critically important. I want to thank you, Stephanie Prestridge, for your openness, your honesty, your truth, the richness that you brought to this conversation. Risa Bowie, you are a woman of faith, a woman of God, a prophet for God. Thank you so much for what you bring. Lamia, you are so real, so honest, so true. It blesses me every time you grace us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
And thank all of you for spending the very best part of your Friday morning with real women talking about real stuff. Guess what, y'all? I'm out of time. Thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We do it because we love you. God loves you more than that. Love yourself and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And remember, change starts with you. It starts with me. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe weekend. I hope those white perch are spawning and biting, and we'll tell you about it on Monday.
How you feel about this? Do what I want if I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is a front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you front. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Shoes on my feet,
I'm wearing.
I'm wearing. Go ahead, Teresa.
Tomorrow at Christian Love Baptist Church, they're going to have their first annual Godly Girls Rock Conference. It's going